Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. Brought to you by the folks at Work Camper News, each episode will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or their opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. I'm Greg Gerber, your host for today's show. We have a special edition of the Work Camper Show planned for you today in which Work Camper News President Steve Anderson unveils a brand new program designed to help people who are just starting to explore the RV and work camping lifestyle. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. I know that Steve has been looking forward to sharing details of this new program for many months. He mentioned the idea to me last year at the Work Camper Rendezvous, and the staff has been working on making the vision a reality ever since. Rendezvous is like a boot camp for work campers. Packs ton of essential information into a week's worth of training to prepare people to launch on their journey as full-time RVers and work campers. But Steve found that information can still be overwhelming for people who don't even have RVs or are just thinking about embracing the lifestyle. They have hundreds of questions and in some cases still don't even know if such a dream could become a reality. Steve will outline the new Dreamer's Journey, an online training program that takes place over a 12-week period. Features 24 coaching sessions with an open forum session scheduled each month where people can ask any question they'd like. He will talk about how it works, some of the programs to be discussed, and how people can access this new training, which was developed by seasoned work campers but delivered in a way that dreamers can understand and fully appreciate everything they'll learn. So without further ado, please welcome Work Camper News President Steve Anderson to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Steve. I'm really excited by this Dreamer's Journey. Can you describe it for everybody?
Greg, thanks for having me. And yes, I'll be glad to explain to you more about the Dreamer's Journey. This is a program that actually was birthed because of requests from individuals who came to Rendezvous in 2019. They kept coming up and they kept saying, Steve, we are just a dreamer. We're really not even an RVer yet. And we need to know more basic information so that we can make intelligent decisions of whether we should move into this lifestyle or not. So we listen to what our folks tell us, Greg. And so the Dreamer's Journey is going to be a program that will take them by the hand, and it's going to provide them a combination of what I classify as information on hard elements. And the hard elements would be things like types of RVs, how to take care of the RV, and so on. And then we're going to get into soft elements, which will be more of the psychology of setting goals to do this lifestyle. Should I be doing this lifestyle? Will this be good for me and my partner if I have a partner? Can we live together in 400 square feet? And all of those types of things. And so we'll be hitting a series of things over a period of about 12 weeks, and we're going to be doing it in a webinar type format. And we're also going to provide the folks the opportunity to participate in Q&A. We're going to do an open forum Q&A for them each month so that people can ask questions. They'll also be able to ask questions during the live presentations also.
Mm-hmm. How will this differ from Rendezvous?
Okay. Say that question one more time. You cut out on me.
How will this differ from Rendezvous?
Well, it's going to differ from Rendezvous in that I believe we're going to, and I'll use the phrase simplify things even a little bit more. A lot of times we have to kind of shoot to the middle at Rendezvous in that we have a lot of folks who are already RVing. And I believe in the Dreamer's Journey, we're going to have a lot of folks that are just wanting to dip their toe in the water and actually test the possibilities. We'll have some that have already put their foot in the water already, but a big part of it is we're going to simplify things even more when you're an RVer as I am, and when we talk RVNese, we tend to use terminology that we just assume everybody understands.
Indeed.
And that's just not the case. It's just not the case.
That's right.
So we're going to bring...
This is going to focus solely on dreamers. people who don't even know if they want to get in the RV lifestyle. They don't even know what work camping is. They just hear about it and they wonder, is this for us? And before before they go spend tens of thousands of dollars getting an RV and all that thing, that type of thing, you're going to give them a very good, very realistic explanation of what the lifestyle is all about.
You hit it right on the nose. And, you know, we're still averaging. We literally have hundreds of folks every month who connect with us here at Work Camper News, who are what we classify as that dreamer who's looking at, is this a possibility of a lifestyle for me in the future? And even though we have lots of resources, you know, after all of these years, after 32 years here at Work Camper News, what we're learning is that we need to simplify some of those resources even more. And that's why this program is being birthed.
Okay. Is this going to be online then, I'm assuming?
Yes. We'll be using a format of either, we'll either be using a Zoom format or we'll be using GoToWebinar. We haven't quite decided which one at this point in time. So they'll need to have internet access. They'll need to have a computer. And would encourage them to watch on a computer screen more so than trying to do this like on an iPhone or something in that line, even though they could. And they will all be recorded. Each one of the sessions will be recorded. We're doing this on a platform called Thinkific. And it'll have a great format where they'll be able to go and they'll be able to listen to the recordings. They'll be able to pull up PDFs of materials that we have provided them. They'll be able to print those off as we go along, preferably have them, you know, as they experience the presentations. And we will do this on a 12-week cycle, and we're doing two webinars a week. We'll be doing Tuesday afternoons at 2. That will be our primary webinar that week. And then we're going to have a bonus webinar that'll take place on Thursday afternoon at 2. And as we go through the 12-week cycle, we will actually repeat the Tuesday sessions again as we move into the 13th week. And this will provide folks the opportunity to actually experience if they came in, say, mid-journey, and maybe they came in week 6 or week 7 or whatever the case might be, then they'll be able to actually hear the presentation again live and ask questions again during the live presentation.
Which is very important. So you said that the sessions are going to be recorded. So people who are dreamers are typically still working. And if they can't get off at 2:00 in the afternoon Central Time to watch the live presentation, they can listen to the recording and then get the information that way. But they won't be able to ask questions at that point, right?
They'll actually, if they're on the live presentation, they will. But one of the reasons we're going to do we're calling it an open forum Q&A. We're going to do one a month, and it'll be on a Saturday morning at 11:00 Central Time. And so hopefully, if they're doing the 9-to-5 Monday through Friday thing, they'll be able to participate in those Q&A sessions that we have on the weekend.
Perfect. So they can get their questions answered, even if they can only listen to the recordings.
Exactly. And we'll also provide a email address so that they can communicate with, you know, we've got some very knowledgeable staff here at Work Camper News. And if it's something that they have a burning desire to get an answer to, we'll be able to provide that for them a lot sooner, even, you know, before the Q&A session will happen.
So these 12-week sessions are going to cover the basics of work camping and the RV lifestyle, starting from grabbing hold of your goals to achieve this, to setting that goal to just do it. You're going to help encourage them and tell them what they need to do, what elements of that goal need to be put into place, right? It's not as simple as buying an RV and hitting the road.
A lot of people think that's all there is to it. And what I have seen now, you know, with all these years of working with work campers, there's many people that have the dream and they kill the dream because they do just that. They don't take the time to gain the knowledge that they need to have in order to make a smart decision. And sometimes they kill the dream simply by purchasing the wrong type of equipment because they haven't done their homework. Or they kill their dream because they have made expectations or built expectations in their mind about what this is going to provide for them, thinking that it's going to make them happy when they've been unhappy in their entire career life. Well, the likelihood is they're not going to be any happier because there's unhappiness elements that are there because of things that have taken place, you know, within their life's experience. We're going to be building into this program the utilization of programs that I'm now certified to teach from the Ziegler Corporation out of Dallas, Texas. This is the company that Zig Ziegler started many years ago. And now his son, Tom Ziegler, who's the CEO, and he likes to say, I'm the proud son of Zig Ziegler. That's hard to say. Don't try to repeat that too many times fast. And what he has shared and taught me is how to present these various programs. For instance, grabbing hold of your goals. It's a very systematic process that we're going to teach them to use to help them analyze and determine, should I have this goal to travel America in an RV? Is it something that really will fit me and will provide what it is that I'm looking for that next season in my life?
And the instructors are not only going to be yourself and Terry Cooper, the Texas RV professor, who is going to be talking about, you know, how to keep your RV in tip-top shape and what type of equipment to buy, but you're also having full-time RVers who've been active in the lifestyle for years coming on board to teach some of these sessions.
That's correct. And, you know, nothing better than having folks that have that experience, you know, to be able to share. We've got Sean and Julie Chicory are a phenomenal couple that's going to be teaching. And what they have learned through their years of being full-timers is they've learned how to develop a budget system to be able to afford this and make the economics work and to provide people the knowledge of that, yes, you can do this, but you have to understand, you know, a lot of people don't understand the expense factors that are involved. You know, cost camping campgrounds, it costs to put fuel in these rigs. There's insurance elements involved. There's all the various aspects, just like we have in our sticks and bricks world. It's just that it's a little different when we're talking about the RVing world. And so they'll be helping folks learn how to actually build that budget and actually take a look at their finances, determine whether this is economically feasible for folks. Many people, you know, they look at this and they go, well, how in the world can people do this? I just can't understand how they could possibly do it. But until they take the time to gain the knowledge and understand what's out there, for instance, what we can provide them in the world of work camping, which many people know very little about, how that can really reduce their costs and help them be able to experience this and afford to be able to do it. Until they take the time to gain that knowledge, they'll never know whether they could do this or not.
And there are some tricks that full-timers learn over the years to really extend that budget so that, for example, you might want to spend 2 weeks in one area, but if you spend 3 weeks in one area, you get a cheaper rate on your campground, which just makes it even more affordable.
And it doesn't sound like much of a deal, but it adds up over time, right?
It does indeed.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So the Coopers, when they're talking about equipment, they're going to go into everything from the, you know, a lot of people either use as a general rule, a fifth wheel or a motorhome. And what's the difference? What's the advantage? Because there are distinct advantages to those different types of equipment. But let's not rule out those people who love traveling with their little pull behind towables, their trailville trailers. He'll be talking about that type of equipment as well, and what to look for when you actually go out to buy it.
That's right. You know, there's the spectrum of buying an RV and what type of equipment should I have versus what I want. And then there's that spectrum of the price element. Many failures, I can tell you, after the years of working with work campers, failures have come about in this lifestyle because people have, they've economically overburdened themselves by purchasing that RV that was out of their price range just because they fell in love with it. And then they had to be able to afford it. And that just, you know, created so much stress that the joy was taken away because of the stress of the economics. So learning about the types of equipment that you'll be happy living in, but also figuring out, can I economically make this work in my budget? So I kind of relate it to a dance, Greg. It's kind of like learning about all the different steps that we bring together. And once we know all the different steps, then there's going to be a dance routine that can take place so that this dreamer can make wise decisions to be able to move into a lifestyle that can be pretty phenomenal.
I agree. You also have an attorney or a couple of attorneys who are going to be talking to folks, addressing some of the critical legal issues that are involved in full-time RVing, such as, do you keep your sticks and bricks home or do you sell it? And where are you going to set up as your domicile resident, which is your legal address? I mean, these are things that newcomers don't even give any consideration to, and they don't realize that they have a lot of options, and the options out there, some are much better than others.
You're right on. Yeah, first of all, as you're saying that, I'm realizing that maybe I'm already making a mistake here by not simplifying enough when I say sticks and bricks. That's a terminology that we've used in the industry now for years. And what we're talking about is that standard home that people live in that's made out of wood and it's made out of bricks or siding or whatever the case might be. And, you know, a lot of folks, they think, well, I'll just get rid of the house and I'll buy the RV. Well, once they do that, the RV becomes their residence. And there are legalities from everything from what that translates to now as far as your taxation, your deductibility on your income taxes, all the various types of things that come into play that you need to learn about.
That's
because
right.
There are things you can do that can make it more beneficial to you if you just take the time to learn the mechanics of how it can work for you.
Mm-hmm. And these are experienced attorneys who've been involved with your system for quite a few years, right? And like Mark Kohler, I mean, when he talks to the group at the Work Camper Rendezvous, it's usually the best attended session and people just come out of there absolutely on fire for the RV lifestyle.
Yeah, he does it. He loves to teach this information, and he uses what he classifies as edutainment. And which is a great process of, he's become very, very, very gifted at being able to educate people and make it entertaining in the process, which is pretty rare because he's a CPA and a tax attorney combination. And I tell people when I introduce him that one of the things that's unique about him is he has those credentials and a great personality to be able to present the information that can, usually it's pretty heady stuff.
That's right.
And he does a really good job. Susie Adams, who's the other attorney that's going to be presenting, she is one of the associates with Alluring and Associates down in Texas. They're actually located with the Escapees operation in Livingston, Texas. And she does a phenomenal job of explaining this concept of what domicile is. And she'll be joining us and doing that presentation for us as we take folks down the journey. And she will understand, because she'll be presenting to folks that are dreamers. They're just in the mode of, this is where we're at. This is what we're looking to do. What are the things that we need to be thinking about and doing?
And one of the sessions that I think a lot of people are going to find interesting will focus on health insurance, because that's very, very important, because many health insurance plans do not allow people to go out of network. And that's hard to do when you might be headquartered in Wisconsin, where I was, and then trying to travel down to New Mexico and find yourself needing health care. They don't have many clinics in network down in New Mexico. So you're going to be exploring those kind of options and the different terms or plans that are available for full-timers.
Yes, and that's something just recently, as you remember from hearing at Rendezvous, we've had some pretty phenomenal things that have come about in the last year with some really very affordable plans that is opening doors for a lot of folks. This was a hindrance to many people, and why they were not picking this dream up and running with it was that factor of the health insurance. And now with some of these new programs that are available, it's affordable. They can do it sooner than later.
And then the final thing that I think is going to be very important is you're going to talk about ways to fund this RV lifestyle. And, you know, a lot of people think they're going to retire and then live off of their retirement. and then travel all over the country. But that's not what Work Camper News is all about. You guys are about extending that retirement budget, or non-retirement budget, pre-retirement budget, if you will. So by showing them how to do short-term jobs that last, you know, anywhere from a month to 3 months to an entire season or an entire year, but they are short-term and people can go from one job to the other to another all around the country.
Wow. I think you better come to work for us. You just did a great job of explaining what it is. And that's literally correct. There's no reason that folks should have to burn up all of their retirement income to live this lifestyle. They can augment that income. In fact, we have many folks that are doing this before they even get to the point of being the age to draw their pensions, to be able to draw Social Security and so on. And they're finding that by grasping these ideas that we're teaching them and taking them and running with them, they can create the economics they need to be able to live this lifestyle and to fund it and experience America.
And you're going to show how to use the tools that Work Camper News provides, such as how to build an awesome resume.
Exactly. You know, we have the tools at Work Camper News to provide them the ability to plan out their agenda, where they would, what regions they'd like to travel to. And what I tell people when they say, well, how do I decide where I want to travel to? I simply say, where have you vacationed and wished that you could have stayed longer? And that's where you start.
That's right.
And of course, you know, the things that you hear, you know, right off the get-go as well. I was only able to spend, you know, a week in Yellowstone and would have loved to have stayed there longer. Well, how about being able to stay the entire summer?
That's right.
Be able to experience, you know, our work campers at work in Yellowstone, they experience that park to a degree that very few Americans get to. And that's just one example in one park. You know, there's many thousands of different types of experiences that work campers can have.
But you will show how to connect with literally thousands of employers who are looking for work campers all over the country.
That's correct. That is correct.
And do people need jobs to work camp, or can they run businesses as well?
Well, that is one thing that Mark Kohler is really great at, and we're going to be talking about the small business RVer. And we now have a network of individuals out there who have become trained to do everything from the mobile RV technicians to RV inspectors. We have a number of folks that are running their own IT businesses right from their RV. Folks that are running internet businesses of all different types. Quite a few of them have jumped on the Amazon programs that have been available. And as long as you have an internet connection, and that has become much simpler as the networks of all the cellular connections, you know, have come about. Now, a large portion of our members, I know, they connect via the internet through their cellular telephones. And it's just gotten so much easier. You know, 5 years ago, couldn't be telling you that. Today, though, it is so much easier, and I believe it's just going to get better and better.
That's right. So there are a lot of options for people to be aware of as they explore the lifestyle, and that's what the Dreamer's Journey is all about. Now, how are people going to be able to sign up for this if they want to do it?
Well, we are just launching this, Greg, and when this airs, the folks will be hearing this as we are kind of doing our rollout. We're going to be launching on February 11th. That'll be our first presentation that I'll be doing with Tom Ziegler. And we will have a website that will be available. And they will simply go to that website, RV Dreamer. Help me, Greg. I forgot.
RVDreamerJourney.com.
Thank you. RVDreamerJourney.com. And they will go to that website. It will take them right to the registration page. They'll actually go to a page that's going to give them a lot more information than what we've shared with them during this presentation. And they'll be able to see the breakdown of all the different presentations, the presenters, et cetera, see what the schedule looks like. And then they'll actually be able to register. And it's a monthly continuity program. And all that simply means in English is you sign up to participate for a month. You actually, if you want to do all 12 weeks, you'll need to be with us at least 3 months. And you plug in your credit card and you'll be charged $99 per month. And along with the presentation, you're also going to be provided some materials that will be included in that. And those will be provided to you via PDF that you will actually just download right from the website. And it's up to them how long they stay with us. I would hope that some of these folks will get into the journey and may stay with us for up to a year. There may be some that stay longer. There might be some that just stay long enough to gain what they feel is good for them. And that's a win-win as far as I'm concerned, Greg. Our whole goal is to help that individual who's dreaming about this lifestyle make an educated decision so that down the road, I don't run into them and they say, well, you know, we probably should have done that, or we could have done that, or I don't want them to live in the world of woulda, shoulda, coulda. I want them to gain the knowledge, make an informed decision. They may decide it's not for them. And you know what? They're still a winner if they have done that.
Exactly.
I mean, people say, well, what if I find out it's not for me? Then you will be able to then put that off of your bucket list, put something else on your bucket list, and start dreaming about that and moving towards that.
I would rather see people make that decision after spending $99 for 3 months, $99 a month for 3 months, than spending $100,000 buying a bunch of equipment and launching into a lifestyle they don't think they'll enjoy. But exactly. I know that people who do get into the lifestyle are going to get enough out of this course from tips and suggestions from people who've been there, done that, that they'll save that money in the long run.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so how long are the sessions going to be?
We're going to be cognizant of people's time, and we're going to work very hard at keeping them at 60 minutes. And there will be, depending sometimes on Q&A, you know, we may have some runover with questions being asked. But we'll keep the basic element of each presentation within that 60-minute window so that people can plan accordingly. Even if they're doing the sticks and bricks lifestyle and have the career and they're working, you know, if they could work it out, so maybe they could do their lunchtime during that period of time so they could actually, you know, view it during a work day. That way, if we're keeping it tight, then they'll be able to experience that journey presentation within that hour. And again, every one of them will be recorded, so they will be available to them on the Journey website. So it's not like if they missed it or they couldn't stay for the whole thing, they can still come back and grab the entire experience.
And that also includes that question and answer session every Saturday where they can, it's just open mic, right? They can ask whatever they want.
Yes, it's actually going to be the last Saturday of each month. And that'll be at 11 o'clock. And they'll be able to forward their questions to us ahead of time if they want to. And we're also going to encourage them to actually submit the questions. If they've got something with burning, you know, that's really burning up and they need an answer, they can get those questions submitted to us and we'll get those responses back to them. But we probably also will address some of those, because what I've found after doing this for a number of years, Greg, is there's a lot of consistency in like questions. And but then once in a while, you'll have somebody ask a question that is something, you know, maybe this other person who's, wow, I hadn't even thought about that. Wow. So just by participating in the experience, they're learning, because they're hearing questions that are being asked because they just hadn't gone that far in the thinking process yet, or had that experience to even contemplate, you know, that those different types of things could take place and you need to understand. So
I understand you've got a special event coming up for Dreamers on Memorial Day weekend. Can you talk about that?
Well, I can give you the preliminaries. It's exciting. You know, we've done a live event called Rendezvous now for, this will be the 10th anniversary coming up in October here in Heber Springs. And so we decided to do another live event, and this one is going to be targeted for the Dreamer. And we're actually going to be presenting this program at our property. We have the Texan RV Park and the Big Red Schoolhouse, where the National RV Training Academy is, all of which we're partnered in with the Coopers. And we're going to be doing this program Memorial Day weekend at the Texan RV park in Athens, Texas. It's southeast of Dallas, about roughly 70 miles. And on a Friday and Saturday, we're going to be having seminars. And what we're going to encourage the dreamers to do is to rent an RV. There'll be RVs available for rental, or if they have one, they can bring their own. We want them to come and experience camping. We want them to come and experience what it's like to stay in that RV, what it's like to sleep in that RV, what it's like to take a shower in that RV, what it's like to cook in that RV, what it's like to spend time with a partner in maybe 200 square feet or 400 square feet. That's all part of that dreamer learning whether this is something that really can be for them. And tied to that will be the opportunity to experience networking with other individuals of like mind in the same position in life where they're dreaming about doing this and trying to come up with all the answers to their questions, as well as some great social time. We'll have some great food. You know, we'll have some great barbecue. We'll be in Texas, right? So we'll have some great barbecue. And I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a new experience for me to be able to do this with folks that are just in the dream mode. And I think it's going to be a hoot. I really do.
That's awesome. Well, Steve, I really appreciate the time you spent today outlining the dreamer's journey. It's going to be chock full of information. I know you're in the preliminary stages and it's going to be tweaked as you go along because it's a brand new program, but we'd encourage everybody to go to www.rvdreamerjourney.com to learn more about this opportunity and to sign up for it.
All right. Well, Greg, thank you.
The Dreamer's Journey was developed exclusively by WorkCamper News for people who are just wondering if it might be possible to live their dream of full-time RV travel. It's a product that is long overdue in the RV lifestyle. Many times the RV industry assumes everyone already understands everything it takes to buy and use an RV the right way, but this is far from the case. Before people spend tens of thousands of dollars, or in some cases hundreds of thousands of dollars, preparing for something they've dreamed about doing for years, they can save a lot of time, money, and aggravation by getting some practical training up front. The Dreamer's Journey provides everything a new RVer needs to know regarding whether this is really the lifestyle for him or her. In 24 recorded one-hour training sessions, dreamers can learn to develop a plan, set a budget, find a practical RV, maintain their RV, take care of legal considerations, fund their travel adventures, apply for work camper jobs, start a small business, and handle the dozens of other little details that need to be ironed out before they can turn the key to start that adventure. What I like most about the program is that people pay as they go. Rather than making a huge investment right up front, it costs just $99 per month to get training and ask questions. But I can ask my RV dealer any questions for free, some people would say. Perhaps the dealer or salesperson might know the answer, but you'd be surprised how many RV salespeople have never even owned or used an RV. Whereas the folks at WorkCamper News have decades of experience helping people get started on a successful and memorable adventure. Let's be honest, are dealers motivated to giving you everything you need to know about the RV experience, or just enough that you'll want to buy something? Like Steve said, the purpose of this program is to help people discover whether the RV lifestyle is right for them. Perhaps it isn't. Then they've only spent a few hundred dollars and a couple of hours gathering information to make that decision. But if the RV lifestyle is something they would like to enjoy, then after completing the RV Dreamer's Journey, they'll have all the information they'll need and more to make the most of the experience. The experts at WorkCamper News stand ready to help you investigate the RV lifestyle, formulate a plan to get you on the road the right way and faster than you probably thought. For more information, visit www.rvdreamerjourney.com today. The first session launches on February 11th. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, WorkCamper News can give you information to help plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for this week. Next time, I've got a few more interviews lined up with people who attended the Work Camper Rendezvous last fall. Thanks for tuning in today to the Work Camper Show.